Leadership of the U.S. Meat Export Federation met with farmers and ranchers from across the country at Commodity Classic in New Orleans last week and talked about the impact of record 2021 U.S. red meat exports on corn and soy growers. USMEF Chairman-elect Dean Meyer, who raises cattle, corn, and soybeans in northwest Iowa, shares why it's so important for USMEF to be at an event like Commodity Classic.
It's important for USMEF to be present here at the Commodity Classic because livestock's the number one consumer of corn, and we need to be here. Corn, soybeans, those organizations are very strong supporters through the checkoff of U.S. Meat Export Federation, and it's our duty to be here, and as a team, we can work together to promote our products.
Meyer says growers were eager to talk about the economic boost red meat exports provide their grain operations.
The impact that red meat exports does on the corn market, I think the 2021 statistics show approximately 66 cents is attributed to red meat exports per bushel of corn, and soybeans, the 21 statistics are about $1.65. is what is attributed to red meat exports. So it's significant. A lot of times the difference between not making money and being profitable. And so it's an important aspect of both organizations. When I'm doing my daily job working with livestock and raising corn, I can realize each time I market cattle that $404 are gonna come back to me because of red meat exports. That's significant. And just knowing that I'm working with the packers, I'm working with the processors, purveyors, soybeans, corn, pork, and beef. We're sitting around the same table making those decisions together, move our products forward.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.